You found the business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines metro. The Business News Hour from Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications and the training team at Tarot International. Learn the skills necessary to improve your career and your business at Tarot. That's Tarot.com. T-E-R-O.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us today. With us from Tarot International is Michelle Witte, who is here to talk about the business etiquette around the December holidays. Now, while tarot doesn't teach social etiquette, at holiday time there tends to be some considerations for gifting and parties that are business-related, but also in a social setting. This is kind of walking the tightrope a little bit, yeah?
Yes, it is. Welcome. Thank you, Michael. I like to think of it as a little bit of a hybrid, the social and business. I think it is a little confusing, can be, to employees sometimes.
I'm sure that it is. And, you know, I just have to throw this out there because I think a lot of people I know my first blush at this was careers can be made or broken at holiday parties for business. Yeah?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And we don't want to go there.
Well, I think some people take the assumption that, oh, we can cut loose. And the result is you can spiral.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes, we like to consider that if it is a company event, really it's the premise of it's still business.
Sure, it is still
business. And it may be a different venue or setting. It could be on a weekend night rather than a networking event on a weeknight. Mm-hmm. So there's a little difference there that's planted in people's minds. It may be at your manager's home. So there's a little different twist to that as well. Basically, the difference for your listeners and the consideration
between social and
business is this. Social was and is based on one's age and gender. Business protocol and etiquette is based on one's rank and the precedence around business. And as long as it is a business function, we err on the side and we are really in the realm of following business protocol. Mm. I like to think of a holiday party as simply it is a networking event in the business realm at the holiday time.
And you're networking with people that you know.
Yes. And do business with. And our colleagues, partners,
sure,
bosses, mentors.
And what an interesting way to put that, because you're now all of a sudden in a different realm. I mean, it's still business, but yes, it's social interaction. And I suspect that you could learn a great deal about not only your boss, but also your coworkers.
Well, correct. And I think a nice way to think about it is, even if you're operating in a social realm, social or business, you are not invited to a networking event or a social event for the food or the drink. It's really around the conversation. Yeah. It's around the relationship. And that is still in play at a holiday event. Again, it just may be on a weekend. There may be a few more twinkly lights, and it may be in someone's home. So that's where I think some people have a little confusion. It's just a hybrid.
Sure.
But
I would imagine that whomever is throwing the party is going to set the tone, whatever that tone is. I mean, if it's fast and furious and freewheeling, so be it.
Yes.
You know, but still, there are etiquette pieces to respond to. What kind of consideration should we have when we're invited to a holiday party? What do we need to know before we go into the lion's den, so to speak?
Okay. Well, you mentioned who was hosting the party.
Yeah.
It's always appropriate, whoever that host is, if it's a point person within the organization or if it's somebody who is hosting in their home, perhaps like a manager or a boss, for them to communicate time, directions, what to wear. People always have considerations and concern around what to wear. They want to make sure they get that right. But communicating as much as you can. So, and the guest list. Oftentimes we will have clients say, hey, is it appropriate for me to ask who's going to be there? Yes, it is. It helps prepare you with who you'd like to connect with. And so that puts people at ease, and one of the primary responsibilities for whoever is hosting is to make people feel welcomed. It's about hospitality. It is about serving the business well in maintaining relationships.
And, you know, there's a vast difference between the types of holiday parties that are out there. If it's a holiday party for the workers and the individuals in that company, that's one thing. But it may be a holiday party, say, at a bank or an investment company where clients are there as well as employees, and comportment there is probably different than what it is at the boss's house or a wee-ha party.
Yes, and the other dimension that's often added is sometimes spouses of the employees mm-hmm. are included. So the considerations around that are to kind of visit with who you're going with. Let them know, hey, these are the people I would like you to meet. And simplest rule is to have, if the person you're going with doesn't make a very quick introduction, take it upon yourself to make a self-introduction. Yeah. And for your listeners, just a couple of considerations around that. Tell them hello. We say hello, not hi. And tell them your first and last name. So if the other person is conscious, they are going to reciprocate with that first and last name. And another little point.
And that's so important, because that little tidbit of information, that little spark, if you will, that little needle, you say, my name is Michael Libby. Good to meet you. Hello. That at least cues somebody to say, oh, my name is. And so if you're not wearing the silly name tags.
Yes. And so many people, it does amaze me, so many people in a business setting only give their first name. Mm-hmm. Now, my husband and I like to have a little fun with it. So I always say, if I don't know that other person right. and I'm with my husband, I may have fun with it and just say, hello, I'm Michelle Whitty. I'm Steve's better half. And sometimes that just gets the ball rolling. It's a little more fun right. and humorous.
Right. And hopefully they're going to say, and my name is.
Yes. So yes. And sometimes a couple people have said, oh, that's true. You are his better half. So.
Or let me introduce you to my bride. I get it. So what about gifting to hosts?
Gifting to hosts. You know, universally accepted gifts are a beverage. That's always acceptable if you know the preference of the host. You know, you want to make sure that they like the type of gift, the type of gift that you're giving, if it's a drink. Other gifts that are appropriate on almost any occasion are note cards, personalized stationery, a nice writing pen. Oftentimes people say, hey, where do flowers fit into that equation? And here's the only little thing you might want to be aware of when you're giving cut flowers. Mm-hmm. It really puts the burden on the host or hostess at a moment when they're trying to meet and greet
sure.
people.
All of a sudden, we've got to put these
sure,
somewhere.
We have to find a vase. Yeah. We have to get it filled, that sort of thing. So another option, if a person does like to give flowers, send them prior or as a post thank you. Always, always acceptable. Yeah. You know, a year ago, I would have said a nice scented candle is always appropriate. Mm. My husband and I had a house fire.
Oh, no.
Yes, at the holiday time. So now I don't necessarily say that. But if you want to give that and like that idea, you know, a disclaimer, you want to take caution there.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Everybody okay?
Yes. Oh, everybody's okay. Thanks for asking. You know, a twist that some businesses are doing now on the gift idea is the host, hostess, or point person within the organization, it's far more common now to say, we're picking a couple of organizations, a couple of nonprofits. Mm. It may be a food bank. It may be a special community services where personal items are needed, clothing, that sort of thing. And they're just suggesting as an option when people come to that holiday party, if you'd like to bring something to donate. And everybody feels included.
Got it.
And it's really a
and
nice
you can make a
it's impact. A nice way. Yes, it's a nice way for employees to make an impact and feel like it's a little bit of a team.
Michelle Whitty is with us. She is a tarot trainer from Tarot International. We're talking about the holiday season and those business parties and business etiquette. You mentioned something that was appropriate to bring from time to time might be a beverage of some kind. Mm-hmm. That would have me thinking, well, sometimes at these holiday parties, there are beverages that are shared. Some of those would be adult beverages.
Sure, sure.
Whoa, boy. Because I've been to those parties. Yes, I think we all have.
Yes. I think you know where you're headed. I think I know where you're headed. We oftentimes get questions around, hey, even the business dinner, inside or outside of that holiday. But holiday, again, people sometimes can approach it with, oh, cut loose. Yeah. And there are a couple of strategies. There are quite a few people who subscribe by, I'll take a drink, then I'll have water. And if you want to still feel like you're participating, having fun, have a water, have a tonic, add a little lime, a lime slice. And it looks like you're in full enjoyment mode, mm-hmm. but you're pacing yourself a little bit. Another consideration around that is when you go to a holiday party, we do suggest having a little something to eat
before you go.
Yeah. And this would absolutely come into play because if you're considering the holiday party as an amped up networking event, mm-hmm. so oftentimes that makes so many people anxious because they do not feel they are good conversationalists or good with small talk. And what we have gotten terrific feedback from at Tarot International with those that we serve is I love your rule of three. And what that is simply is approach that holiday social thinking I'm going to go in and present myself and simply try to connect with three individuals mm-hmm. and have a nice in-depth conversation and then leave that first conversation, look around, take in the people, connect with another individual. So many people have said that was, for me, the best tip because I didn't sure. feel I had to go in and work the crowd.
Right.
And that gives a lot of people really
a lot of angst.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
And if you're not comfortable in that whole idea of networking mm-hmm. anyway, and you're mm-hmm. you're thrust into a situation where not only your peers may be there, but other individuals who are higher on the social economic scale than you may or may not be,
if you're a spouse and you really don't know that, that rule of three gives you permission to feel like, okay, I can connect without it being overwhelming. And holiday parties, honestly, for a lot of businesses are a wonderful time to have senior leaders there mm-hmm. that may not interact with people on a daily basis. So, you know, the other tip that we give for an insight on business is don't necessarily go and stay with the buddy or your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And
get out and
network and
one of the things that always gets to me and we've thrown our share of gatherings over the years but the rule of responding to an invitation and then thank you notes.
Yes.
Always appropriate for any type of an event, right?
Yes. Social and business, that responsibility seems to have really fallen off with a lot of people. But yes, it is always appropriate to give a heads up to who is doing the inviting. If you're going to be late, share that. Just it's about basic communication and anything related to business protocol and etiquette. The takeaway is it's respect for the people you're dealing with and mm-hmm. it's respect for that relationship, whether or not it's social or business.
Yeah.
So a thank you note is always appropriate, whether or not it's email, written is a win-win all the time.
Yeah. How many of those do we get and then we hold on to them because it's so rare to get
them.
That's
right. And reread them because it's just to feel good. But, you know, hosts spend time, money, and effort.
Absolutely.
And typically the focus, again, is on getting to the conversations, building those relationships. It's not about sampling the food. So when that's appreciated and noticed, that's a win for the relationship.
All right. In any social setting, business or social, you mentioned food, and there is always the balancing act of what do I do with I've got a plate here, I've got something over here, I got my hands are full, am I supposed to shake hands, what am I supposed to do, how do you make all that work?
And it's interesting because it's a balancing act
it
for
is.
The host and hostess. What do we serve? Balance of what type mm-hmm. of food. But yes, if you are there, another little handy dandy tip. When you are at an event, have your left hand be holding whatever it is you need to hold, whether it's that purse, whether it's the plate, whether it's your beverage. But have your right hand free because you want to be meeting and greeting people. And if a plate is large enough to balance the bottom portion of a glass,
isn't
like
that
a
nice?
Wine glass. I find that very helpful. I just hold the bottom of the wine glass right on top, and it doesn't allow for a lot of food. But again, you know what? This event isn't all about the food. You don't want to be looking to others like you came for the food and you're really hungry. So just a couple small appetizers. Just a couple small appetizers and leave that right hand free and available.
And don't hang around the food table too long.
Yeah, that's right.
Shoveling
that's
stuff
right.
onto your plate.
That's right. Oh, goodness.
Michelle Witte, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about etiquette in business relationships and settings, especially during the holiday time. All right. If I'm, let's say I'm hosting the event, what kind of tips have you got for me? What should I know to be able to make this as successful as possible?
Well, the primary tip is be at the door to meet and greet people. Again, that essence of relationship is about hospitality, meeting and greeting people. So you do want to be available. You don't want to be in that kitchen. You don't want to be looking frazzled. You want to be welcoming people, helping make introductions and connections as you meet people. It is so helpful to just make a connector sentence. Oh, this person just preceded you. I want to introduce the two of you. Another little aspect that you can do, and I love it. This was a tip that our vice president, Deb Renner, shared with me years ago. I have found it invaluable, and it's this. A toast is always appropriate at any occasion. And so if you're hosting a home party, maybe just take a couple of moments when most of the people have gathered and simply raise your glass and say, it is a wonderful time of year to celebrate the teamwork that has taken place and transpired throughout the year. Happy holiday to everyone. Thank you for taking the time to come.
Very gracious.
It's very gracious, and no matter what occasion, it elevates that occasion. Even if you are out with friends, you know, we talked about socially, even if you're out with friends on a Saturday night, for you to initiate that, really the perception by others is,
wow,
that's pretty classy.
Yeah.
That's pretty classy because, again, you're gathered not for the food. It's to be with the people present.
And please do not turn around and throw that glass into the fireplace.
And you know what? We would say thank you very much. Now, that may be a tradition for some. No, we would not recommend that at Taro. The other thing we also don't recommend is the phrasing on it is terrific when it's, please raise your glass and join me. You're not cheers and clanking glasses. You would not want to do that. Glasses break. The longer you go in the evening, the greater chances of that happening. So, but a very, very nice touch for any occasion.
And following the event, during the event, I'm sorry, would it be appropriate for a host to have some type of a sign-in sheet or not a booklet or something so that you know who was there? Because at some gatherings, they can get relatively large and you want to make sure that is that kind of tacky?
You know, I wouldn't call it tacky, Michael. We would not necessarily recommend that. You want to keep it in the casual realm a little bit.
Sure.
But again, that's why those RSVPs are so important. Yes.
And besides that, it allows your host to know how to plan.
Right. That's right. And once you're at those occasions, I mean, we can talk food all you want, but the best ingredient is conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the best ingredient.
There you go. Michelle Witte with some great business etiquette tips for your holiday gathering. Thank you so much for doing it. I really appreciate it. Good stuff, as
Thank
always.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure.
Yay.
Tyler, I like being here with you as well.
And because Tyler turned around, the moment Michelle walked in here, goes, oh, new glasses.
New glasses.
Isn't that nice?
Just very observant. You're good at what you do, Tyler.
Yeah,
Thank you.
We like that.
And thanks for making me sound and look good.
I'm smart enough to be noticing and nice to women who bring gifts and cookies into the studio.
Well, that was a little hospitality
gift.
There
you go. All right. Thanks so very much. All right. We're going to check out here for just a moment and find out what happened today on Wall Street. What did happen? Well, we've got the numbers for you. That's coming up next here on the Business News Hour.